Today, I'd like to talk about a topic that affects every single one of us. Whether you are 15, 14, or whether you are 50 or 60, we all have a requirement that we must obtain, and that is to be a leader. So the question I have for you today is, do you feel like you are a leader? I personally, from this morning, I can tell that I tried to be a leader, but I saw that many of the items I have here at the house, I was not prepared for. As a leader, we are required to be prepared. That's just a wonderful opportunity to learn this morning on preparation and leadership. But throughout life, we have probably seen many bad leaders. I know that you don't have to look very hard. You can see a lot of the bad leaders from the presidential candidates across many of the countries for the last several years, for sure. There's also bad leaders of families. The leader of a family is supposed to be a good person that is watching over the sheep of his family. A lady I went to an interview with, or a kind of a meeting with, she was Thomas Edison's niece, great, great, great grandniece. And she had personal notes from her family log talking about Thomas Edison. And what she said was Thomas Edison is famous, but he was a bad leader. He was not good. And his personal life with his wife was horrible. He actually didn't even really spend any time with any of his children throughout his life. So people perceive him as good for what he produced, but in his life, if he asked the question, am I a good leader? He would have fallen short. Please turn to John 7. John 7. We'll today focus on leadership, look at a bad example, and then we'll focus on where in the Bible it tells us how to be a good leader. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, John 7. And we'll pick it up in verse 18, John 7, 18. John 7 and verse 18. He who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. You see, many of the leaders of today are examples of what not to be, because they seek their own glory. We are commanded to read our Bibles, study our Bibles, and pull from our Bibles how to be a leader. One day we will be required to be a leader, and we are to learn the how-to now. I have a story of a person that I've followed their trail throughout the years. They'll call every once in a while, and this person is self-serving. They are a leader, and they're a great example of a leader if you're that person. So they seek glory for themselves, empowerment of themselves. They seek to be first in everything that they do, and they leave a trail of fire behind them. They don't care what happens to those around them as long as they get what they want. And this has been going on for many times. For a long time, and a lot of the contacts that they need to ask for help, they can't ask because those people don't want to associate with a bad leader. So that's an example of a bad leader. I think I don't need to go into more because everyone has seen it around, but what about a good leader? Turn to Luke 22. Luke 22. Luke 22, and we'll pick it up in verse 24. You see, the Bible gives us the perfect example of how to be a leader. Luke 22, verse 24. Now, and we'll read 24 through 30. Now, there was a dispute among them as to which of them should be considered the greatest. And he, Jesus Christ, said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But not so among you. On the contrary, he who is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he who governs as he who serves. For who is greater, he who sits at the table or he who serves? Is it not he who sits at the table? Yet I am among you as the one who serves. But you are those who have continued with me in my trials, and I bestow upon you a kingdom, just as my Father bestowed one upon me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." So, a major point on being a good leader is you must have a servant's mind. A servant's mind is to do the will of the master. And our master is very simple, God the Father, the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We know what he wants us to do. We are to serve our brothers and sisters in Christ, serve our households, and be the leader that he requires of us. Turn to John 5. John 5. We'll pick it up verse 19. John 5, 19. "Then Jesus answered and said to them, 'Most assuredly I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner.'" I think this example we can relate to. See, a leader is a leader of his own family as well. Now, we've all seen families or had children or know of children, and they imitate their father. Many a times they tell the kid, "Oh, you're just like your father," or "Oh, I see that in your mom, that you're just like your mom." That is the leader. The father, the mother, the children duplicate them. They copy them. And we have a leader, Jesus the Christ, that copies the Father. He does the will of the Father. A good leader looks out for the interests of followers. You put the followers first in your life and you serve them. You are the leader of your own household, your family, and you care for those around you. Please turn to Philippians 2. Philippians 2. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians 2, verse 3. Philippians 2, verse 3. "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let the mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ." So we have an example. And one of the things that we can do to put others in front of us, to serve others, is to think about them. What is the best interest of those around us, our brothers and sisters in Christ? Well, we've all gotten access to the prayer request list. And if you read the list and focus on the list, you will see that other people are suffering much greater than you. And those people need us to put their interest first in our life. We pray for them. We think about them. We, in faith, ask God to heal them. That is what we do, and that is what we're required to do. So in conclusion, are you a good leader? Are you humble? A leader that is acceptable, looks out for others. A leader serves, can do nothing on his own, and seeks God for all solutions. So the question is, and only you know this, are you a good leader?